Hi, this is Alfred from Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you consider yourself to be Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Republican.
Okay. Is this November's elections? Which way are you more likely to vote? For Donald Trump as president, Ted Cruz for U.S. Senator, and all Republicans running for the offices here in Texas, or for a mix of Republicans and some Democratic candidates, if they are better?
Yes, a mix.
Okay. As you may know, every top elected position in Texas state government is controlled by Republicans, and it has been that way for the last 30 years. In your opinion...
Are you not going to ask me... Okay, go ahead. In my opinion, what?
Yes, in your opinion, it is time for a change in direction and political leadership in Texas, or this Republican one-party rule is working well and should continue?
Time for change.
Okay. Thank you so much for your answers. Now, which of the following is the most important problem or issue facing Texas today? Allow me to read. The economy, inflation, and jobs, healthcare costs, gun violence, violent crime, abortion rights, illegal immigration at the border, funding for public schools, and teacher pay, property taxes.
Abortion rights.
Thank you. And which is the next most important problem or issue? Allow me to read it one more time. The economy, inflation, and jobs, healthcare costs, gun violence, violent crime, illegal immigration and the border, funding for public schools and teacher pay, property taxes.
Funding for public schools and teacher pay.
Thank you. Now, next. Mark your opinion of each as very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. Now, Colleen Allred.
Favorable.
Just to make sure, it is very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Thank you. Joe Biden.
Favorable.
Laurel Jordan Swift.
Don't know who that is.
Okay. Mark LaHood.
Unfavorable.
Remember, you can choose somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you so much. Next one. Kamala Harris.
Very favorable.
Thank you. Ted Cruz.
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Steve Allison.
Very favorable.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
Extremely unfavorable. Is there anything worse than very unfavorable?
No. But thank you for your answer. Ken Paxton.
Extremely unfavorable.
Okay. Let's move on to the next one. In the 2024 presidential election, which candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican, Kamala Harris, the Democrat, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Kamala Harris.
Okay. In the U.S. Senate elections between Ted Cruz, the Republican, and Colin Allred, the Democrat, which one would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Allred.
Okay.
And you are allowed to ask me two more questions, and then I'm getting off. So.
We're almost done. I'll be reading as fast as I can. And thank you so much for your time. And in the election for Texas state representatives from your area, which candidate, Mark LaHood, the Republican, or Lauren Jordan Swift, the Democrat, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
I don't know. I don't know enough about either of them.
Okay. Next, here is some follow-up information about both of these state house district candidates. Mark LaHood is a pro-Trump Republican criminal defense attorney, born and raised in San Antonio, and father of four children.
Okay, you know what? I don't have time for this. I'm getting off now.
Can I give you a call back?